Is there any difference between intelligence and intellect? See, there are terms and there are concepts. So if there is a suitcase, no, the suitcase has a handle. So the handle is what enables us to carry the suitcase or pull the suitcase. So terms are like handles. The concept is like the suitcase. Now, one time my suitcase got broken, and then just before I realized it was broken just before I started off from one place to another. So then the devotees got a new suitcase for me. And then I had forgotten what that new suitcase looked like. All that I remembered was the handle. So so when the carousel came out, hey, this is my suitcase. When I pulled it out, I opened it, it's not my suitcase. So then I had to go through 6-7 suitcases before I found out which is my suitcase. So what happens is, the handle is meant to be attached to a particular suitcase. So we shouldn't get too caught in terms. We have to understand the underlying concepts. Sometimes the same term may refer to a different concept. Like, I gave a class and then one young boy came and says, "You killed it." I said, what did I kill? Now in today's world, "you killed it" is a way of appreciating. Okay. You did a very good job. You killed it. You killed it. So the term is the same, but the concept is very different. Killing is not about murder. Killing is about doing something very successfully. So
basically, the terms and concepts can be very different. So now, broadly speaking, intelligence refers to the capacity to choose right action. That this is good, this is bad. This is short term, this is wrong term. This is spiritual, this is material. This capacity to discern, that is what we mean by intelligence. Now, intellect basically refers to information processing ability. Information processing means some people can remember a lot of things. Some people can, they can just do calculations in their head. Some people can just, they see a person, they remember that person's name. Different people have different intellectual capacities. Some people, they see, enter a room, they see the structure of the room, the visual picture gets imprinted in their mind. So we all have different intellectual capacities in different ways. So now, these can be helpful in decision making. But a person can have phenomenal intellectual capacity and still have poor intelligence. Because they are able to remember a lot, they have a lot of information processing. But information processing and decision making are not necessarily the same. So intellect refers to information processing capacity. Intelligence refers to decision making capacity. So now all of us, by our past karma, have been given a certain kind of body, a certain kind of mind. So we all have certain intellectual capacity. Now we can expand a little bit, but we may not be able to develop phenomenal intellectual capacities if we don't have them. But we all can develop our intelligence. So intelligence is something which, if the more we reason carefully, the more we study scripture, the more we become purified, the sounder decisions we can keep making steadily. So we all can develop our intelligence. Okay. Now the